Where in the world is Ellen?
Hey, Ellen, Kilimanjaro. Wow, what a trip that's going to be. And now, for your listening pleasure, if you want to hang on for 3 minutes and 40 seconds, I'm going to play for you a song, Kilimanjaro, by a group called Emma's Revolution. Let's see how this works. Thanks to Voxer and YouTube.
Hey guys, I'm currently in Moshi, Tanzania. I'm going to be making two Kilimanjaro podcasts. This one is the preparation, and it's all about how I found the company, what questions I asked, the research I did, panic I experienced when I decided that I'm going to go, hike up a dormant volcano for 6 days. The second part will be my actual trek. So enjoy this one, and the next one will be out soon. Of our atmosphere threatens our existence. Kilimanjaro, oh, oh, Kilimanjaro, oh, oh, Kilimanjaro. I decided to climb Kilimanjaro years back when I made my bucket list, and since I was going to be in Africa, I figured I actually needed to do it. Kilimanjaro is the fourth highest only standing mountain in the world, and is on the north side of Tanzania, on the border of Kenya. Its closest city is Moshi, and this is where I was dropped off and started looking for tours. Now, I'm not really the type to go off and do a whole lot of research before I go do something. Used to be, but found hanging out with friends, taking naps, that was all way more productive. So needless to say, I didn't book anything ahead of time. But fortunately for me, not for everybody else, a bunch of tourists who don't really know how to read maps very well got scared of Ebola and canceled. A lot of people did this, actually, because sales were really, really down. And this made me think that prices of the trek would also be down. But no, I was actually shocked to find that the tour fees were so high. $700 just for park fees for a 6 day hike.
Yeah, actually, like Kilimanjaro, for example, for 7 days of a climb, like the park fees per day is $70, and then for the hard fee, I mean the camping fee, because it's like Machame route, which is a camping route. So for the camping route is $50 per day, and then the rescue on top is $20. So and then we when we add like the crew, the porters and guide, so it make $700 for the 6 days.
Right. That was Praise Nigan.
Yes, I'm the owner of the company Young Adventures. Come as a client, leave as a friend.
I walked around a lot in Moshi, asked a lot of friends about the treks. The cheapest trek I found was $850, but this raised tons of red flags for me. First, booking guy couldn't answer basic questions, like what food is served, how long has your staff been with you, where do your porters sleep, is there a dining tent, how do you deal with the trash, how many porters do I have, do you have a standard operating procedure for emergencies, what is the transport to and from the mountain like. I don't think you understood English very well. The second thing that raised a red flag for me is that this means that the salaries of the staff are probably next to nothing. Unhappy staff means unhappy Ellen, and basically, this is why I opted for Nange Adventures. They call themselves the middle of the road, and I wasn't disappointed at all. When I asked Praise for his answers, I was blown away not only by every correct answer according to my gut, but also his attention to detail. Do you have a standard operating procedure for emergencies?
Like recently, 3 weeks ago, like one of the girl from Germany, she get sick on the mountain, and it was on fourth day, so she have to come back on the mountain.
Right. Does a porter come back with her?
The guide, actually.
The guide.
Because the park don't allow to get down. It's only the guide who take it down.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you go two guides.
Got it.
If somebody gets sick, and one get down.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the transport to and from the mountain like?
The private one.
A private bus.
So it would be the porters and the guide in the one van.
Is there a dining tent? Where do your porters sleep?
Because some people, they can have tents, like the mess tent.
Mm-hmm.
So they porters, they wait the client to finish to eat and then they go and hide.
Right.
But here we have a special tent for the just for dining tent, and then there's special tent for the porters.
How long has your staff been with you?
Some of the guides, we used to work together in different companies, but now we work together. And more 3 years now. I have my guests in 3 years.
How do you deal with the trash?
Like, the first of all, we don't allow to bring any plastic material.
Right.
Like, tomorrow, we'll have to go with this one, nylon.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, the cook don't get no allowed to get the nylon stuff. So, like, at the gate, everything you're going to check. So you don't allow to go in any people in nylon, the mountain. And then like the crew, like the porters, they have to make sure everything, like use maybe plastics or anything, use like the rubbish, you have to get down.
So personally, I've been training for this for a while. When I was back stateside, I was going to CrossFit every day, wearing a gas mask during workouts, trying to get used to not breathing, essentially. I went running through the Namibian desert, forced myself to drink 3 liters of water a day. I forced myself to survive on half a liter a day. I learned to squat in the woods without peeing on my shoes. I totally thought I was prepared. And it turns out that none of that matters.
You train in Germany or in Canada or in America, but not Kilimanjaro.
Right.
Like, Kilimanjaro is not difficult. But the big problem is that it's altitude sickness. And like the thing is, like, first of all, you have to set your mind that you're going to make it. So from that, walk slowly and drink your water. That
holy
you're
going to
make. Yeah, that's only that.
The packing list is really extensive. I was handed a stack of papers that explained the itinerary.
Day 1, Mashame Gate, 1,800 meters to Mashame Camp, 3,000 meters. Hiking time, 5 to 6 hours. 14 kilometers. Day 2, Mashame Camp, 3,000 meters to Shira.
And the packing list.
Leather or thermal boots.
Gore-Tex jacket, Gore-Tex pants.
Fleece jacket.
Fleece gloves.
Thermal glove liners.
Fleece balaclava.
Thermal balaclava.
Thermal top.
Thermal long johns.
Thermal socks.
Sunglasses with UV protection.
Day packs.
Because I'm so prepared, I came with a fuzzy bear hat, see my blog for pictures, a down jacket, some mittens, a pair of convertible pants, and Vibram five-finger shoes. I was totally ready. Okay, no, not ready, just kidding. Actually, I had to rent everything. So into a building, down some stairs, through a shop that looked like REI just vomited all over every single wall. Every single square inch was covered in gear, ranging from something from the 80s all the way to the very newest stuff. All shades, all colors, all varieties and grades. Went to the supermarket, grabbed some baby wipes and cashews, went home and started packing like a crazy woman. Meanwhile, I was questioning everyone and everything that walked into the lobby of the Rafiki's hostel about the mountain. What was it like? What was I forgetting? What was their experience like? This is what everyone said.
Yeah, to get the summit.
To the summit.
Also, the sunrise is really awesome.
Yeah, do it. Climb up there.
Anything that you're glad that you brought or things that you wish you brought?
More underwear.
Summit days, get prepared for that.
Okay.
It's poorly, and it seems to be hard.
It's an amazing experience. It's hard as f***. But, you know, it's pretty amazing when you think about you're walking up a volcano. I found some magma that I'm taking home with me, which is apparently really rare. And even, like, walking down that path at the end, that's all created by, you know, lava flowing and stuff like that, and the amazing shapes that you see. It's definitely an experience, even if it almost killed me. Bring lots of toilet paper, bring lots of fucking wipes, you know, bring lots of waterproof clothing, and camera. Done.
And batteries.
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 Yeah.
I'm so glad I brought those extra toys.
Oh, and medication.
Yeah, definitely do it. It's a magical experience, especially being above the clouds in the middle of the night and seeing the entire world below you. And then seeing the entire world awake in front of you as the sun comes up. And then seeing your body push forward when you think it can't and get to the top.
I know.
And knowing that there's so many positive people in your life that have helped you get to this point, and you can do it, and you did it. So it's really difficult, but I think another really great thing for me is we did like a little meditation of envisioning what it would be like going up the mountain beforehand and throughout that climb, thinking through that. So definitely bring underwear is a good one. Meds is a good one. Diamox, bring it. plenty of batteries for sure. Did I already say underwear? Bring extra underwear.
baby wipes.
Baby wipes, hand sanitizer, things that make oatmeal better, and a big smile.
Before going to bed, I sent myself this voicemail.
I'm feeling really anxious, but excited. Today I was all a big bundle of nerves, and everybody's like, no, you'll be fine. Just keep, you know, pole pole, which means slower, slower, and drink lots of water. So I woke up this morning with cramps right down my left side, so that's going to be interesting. I hope it goes away by tomorrow. But other than that, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a great day of rainforest and blue monkeys and all sorts of really cool things. And I just hope that I can capture all of them, everything on my camera, which is also my recorder, which is also this iPhone that I'm talking into, and not lose battery. That's my biggest worry, actually, is getting to the top with no battery. That would suck. I have a lot of worries, actually. Altitude sickness and losing battery. And just not having a good time, I think. That's also kind of a big worry, because you pay a lot of money, like, to climb this volcano. And if I get through it, that will be great. I hope that that's what happens. With that, I'm going to go to bed because I'm exhausted. And yeah, good night. We are finally learning. We are finally learning. Oh, oh, Kilimanjaro.
Oh, oh, Kilimanjaro. That night, I kept waking up in a panic, thinking I overslept Summit Day, which was over 6 days away. The climb hadn't even begun yet, and I was already panicking. The next morning, I got picked up by Nenge, and the trek started. I was as ready as I was going to be.
I would like to thank Nyange Adventures. If you want to learn more about them, you can go to nyangeadventures.com. Ask for praise, because he's awesome. I'd also like to thank Shannon Jacobs, Addie Boulder, Mattia Fleschner for being part of my group, along with my guide, who's Davis, and he's just amazing. Johan Bota and Josh Paris for their contributions. And thanks to Emma's Revolution for their music contribution. I'll see you guys next week.